In this bulletin, accused child sex offender Malka Leifer to remain in an Israeli jail for the remainder of her legal proceedings. Seven MPs resign from Britain's opposition Labour Party in a protest over leader Jeremy Corbyn. And champion female Olympian Caster Semenya challenges new eligibility rules in a case being heard by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Jerusalem District Court has ruled accused child sex offender Malka Leifer will remain in jail for the remainder of her legal proceedings. The court has ruled another psychiatric assessment will be undertaken as the defence continues to argue that she's mentally unfit. The former Victorian school principal, who would face 74 charges of sex abuse and rape if extradited to Australia, did not appear in court. Her extradition hearing continues on the 6th of March. Seven MPs have resigned from Britain's opposition Labour Party in a protest over leader Jeremy Corbyn. The seven will now sit in Parliament as the so-called Independent Group. Luciana Berger, one of the seven, says the Labour Party has become institutionally anti-Semitic.
The leadership has willfully and repeatedly failed to address hatred against Jewish people within its ranks. And it is for these reasons and many more that I have made this decision today. I am leaving behind a culture of bullying, bigotry, and intimidation.
United States President Donald Trump says there's been illegal and treasonous behaviour after a former FBI official claimed discussions had been held about removing the president from office. In an interview with America's 60 Minutes, the former acting head of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, said talks were held in 2017 about invoking a clause that can remove a president who's deemed unfit and transfer powers to the vice president. Mr. McCabe says the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, held talks with a number of cabinet members about using the 25th Amendment of the US Constitution.
Discussion of the 25th Amendment was simply Rod raised the issue and discussed it with me in the context of thinking about how many other cabinet officials might support such an effort.
Mr. Rosenstein has previously denied having such discussions. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee has promised to investigate the claims. Lindsey Graham says they amount to an attempted bureaucratic coup. Saudi Arabia has pledged $28 billion in new investment deals in Pakistan. The deals include $11 billion oil refinery, plus provisional agreements in the energy, chemical and mining sectors. The announcement came during a high-profile Asian tour by the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Pakistan's economy is in turmoil. Its central bank has just $11 billion left in foreign reserves. Prime Minister Imran Khan has thanked Saudi Arabia for its investment.
Saudi Arabia has always been a friend for Pakistan. Saudi Arabia has been a friend when Pakistan has needed friends, which is why we value it so much.
Switzerland's Court of Arbitration for Sport is hearing a challenge by champion South African runner Caster Semenya to plans forcing female runners with genetically high levels of male sex hormones to lower them. Male sex hormones increase muscle mass and strength, which affect endurance. But South Africa's sports minister says the new rules are a violation of Ms. Semenya's human rights. She says what's at stake is far more than the right to participate in a sport.
Women's bodies, their well-being, their ability to earn a livelihood, their very identity, their privacy, their sense of safety and belonging in the world are being questioned.
A judgment is expected by the end of March. We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, mostly sunny, 32. Wollongong, a shower or two and becoming windy with a top of 23. Similar in Sydney, 26. Newcastle, a shower or two and 33. Brisbane, sunny and 33. Cairns, a possible shower developing and 35 degrees. And Darwin, a possible storm or shower and 34. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.